After 15 years, Leonard Peltier may take the stand again. This is Mnemnotes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. After 15 years of a two-life-term prison sentence for supposedly killing two FBI agents, Leonard Peltier, leader of the American Indian Movement, AIM, may be granted another appeal. In a hearing on October 2nd, Peltier's defense team will try to convince the court to allow him another appeal because his constitutional rights were violated in the 1977 trial. At the 1976 trial of two other AIM members also accused of killing the agents, much of the prosecution's evidence was shown to have been fabricated by the FBI's investigation team. The case was thrown out. But despite similar evidence at Peltier's trial, the judge rammed through a conviction by placing restrictions on the defense. The circumstances under which the two FBI agents were killed made a murder charge unlikely. They drove their car down to the AIM camp on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota on the morning of June 26, 1975. The FBI's version of the story says the agents met an ambush there. But by the testimony of AIM members, Pine Ridge residents who witnessed the shooting, and all the physical evidence, the agents drove into the camp to attack the people there and were defeated. People on the reservation had heard a few days before the shooting of the planned massacre and had asked AIM for help. So when the two agents drove into the middle of a field, got out of their car and started shooting, their fire was returned. On hearing and seeing actual resistance from the camp, the rest of the FBI killing squad decided not to go, as planned, into the camp, instead sacrificing two agents in a failed plot. In the years before the shootout at Pine Ridge, FBI activity on the reservation had been so intensive that most adults there, not just AIM members, were carrying weapons at all times. The terrorist threat came most immediately from the reservation's so-called tribal council. Tribal councils are U.S.-founded and supported reservation governments, much like the Inkatha movement in South Africa. The council on Pine Ridge developed its own hit squad on the reservation, whose main function was to keep AIM activity under control. Offered the carrot of white privilege and cash, the council terrorists took on the task of repression, becoming agents of imperialism in their own lands. AIM sought self-determination for the American Indians of North America. They also recognized connections between their colonization, the national oppression of Africans in America, and the U.S. wars on third world colonies. They practiced guerrilla warfare in the defense of their people, especially in defense of the land, which, while once considered useless enough for an Indian reservation, was suddenly discovered to house such valuable minerals as uranium. The FBI determined it had lost the first trial over Pine Ridge because the defense had been permitted too much leeway in questioning witnesses. So the judge, who met with the FBI several times before and during Peltier's trial, ruled that in the next trial, evidence would be limited to events of the day in question. So highly suspect and contradictory evidence, evidence about FBI harassment at Pine Ridge, testimony from the trial of the other two accused AIM members, as well as the specifics of that verdict, were all excluded from Peltier's trial. The order made it impossible to discredit the testimony of FBI agents who contradicted themselves from one trial to the next. The defense also could not challenge testimony the FBI had coerced from witnesses. In 1985, Peltier went before the Eighth Circuit Court with evidence of FBI fabrications, coercion of testimony, and manipulation of physical evidence. The three-judge panel that heard the case admitted the evidence seemed shaky at best, and that fabricating it was a bad thing for government agencies to do. But the court decided to let the conviction stand, rather than open up a potentially bottomless can of worms for the FBI. Peltier supporters should not bank on a fair trial. Endless court procedures have in fact distracted attention from the main issues, the expropriation of native land, the economic and political persecution of native peoples. But as much as Peltier is a symbol of the American Indian struggle against imperialism, his trial is a stark reminder of the bankruptcy of American justice. For more information, send your questions or comments to MIM Notes and Commentary, MIM Distributors, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106, or write to this station.